My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the chairman of Liberty Council and has been one of the leading voices in the defense of traditional marriage over this debate in the past many years. We want to get his reaction, though, to shifting opinions among Republican voters on the issue, ones that seem to be shifting away from a defense of traditional marriage, at least according to numbers released recently by the Gallup organization. And Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
In this survey, it appears that in just the past year, the number of Republican voters who believe that homosexuality is morally acceptable has jumped from 40% to a majority now of 51%. A plurality now believes that homosexuals are born that way, 40%, compared to 36% who believe it's a result of numerous different factors potentially. And the number who believe that it should be legal nationwide is up to 37%, one of the biggest jumps we've seen there in recent years. A lot of different people trying to figure out why. Some think it's because they see it as inevitable. Others just don't care about the issue that much. What's your read on that?
Well, first of all, I don't have any stock in that particular poll. If you look at 31 states that passed marriage amendments by the people, from conservative states to not-so-conservative states, from Republican-dominated states to Democratic-dominated states. In every single one of those instances, marriage passed, and in every single instance, it always underpolled by a minimum of 5%. In other words, if the polls said that the vote margin was going to be 60-40, it would be at a minimum 65-35 or maybe 70-30. So always there was an underpolling. And it crossed lines of political affiliation. It crossed racial lines, African Americans, Hispanics, Caucasians, all across the board favored marriage as the union of a man and a woman. So no poll, none, was ever accurate in predicting how the marriage amendments were going to pass. They all underreported the percentage, and all of them were wrong. So this particular poll certainly is no exception to that. I think that when it comes down to the bottom line issue, the majority of people across the board, Republicans and Democrats of all different races and ethnicities, favor marriage as the union of a man and a woman. It is ontologically, objectively the union of a man and a woman, and people inherently know that the sexes are made for one another in a way that two people of the same sex are not, and that children do best when they're raised in a home with a mom and a dad. And frankly, it wouldn't matter whether a poll said that people believe that the earth was flat with respect to whether or not they believe that homosexuality was something with which you are born. No matter how many polls you take, the earth is still not flat. And no matter how many polls you take or however you ask the question to get the answer you want, there is no evidence that homosexuality is something with which you are born. You are not wired that way. It is environmental, it is developmental, but it certainly is not genetic.
We're talking with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. Matt, inside the Republican Party, however, and how this works out politically as the national polls, whether they're reflective of actual opinion in America or not, given what your last response was, it's definitely shifted the debate. Back in 2004, Republicans couldn't talk about it enough when it was clearly a winning issue for them. Now, more recently, things have gotten a little bit quieter, and some say that if the Republicans nominated a traditional marriage supporter, even though there are several of them in the field, that it could make things tougher for them with millennial voters and independent voters and so forth. So how do you see the party approaching this issue, and especially with this presidential field?
I can tell you that if the party or the presidential candidate for the Republican Party ultimately goes the wrong way on marriage, the Republican Party will look at a splinter group that will ultimately no longer support the Republican Party. There'd be no reason to. If Republicans become just like Democrats on the issue of social issues, there's no reason to support that party. I can tell you that that is not just a matter of threat, but I can tell you personally, I would not support the Republican Party. I wouldn't support the Republican nominee if that person did not believe in marriage as the union of a man and woman. And the good news is that not only from the chairman of the Republican Party, but also the majority of the candidates, they all clearly are outspoken on the issue of marriage as a man and a woman. There may be some that are stronger than others, but there's also some that might ultimately waffle on this issue. But the vast majority of this fairly broad field supports marriage as the union of a man and woman. You've got Bobby Jindal, you've got Mike Huckabee, you have Senator Rick Santorum, Ted Cruz, And you just go on and name the list, but they're strong supporters of marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
So do you believe essentially the Republican Party is pretty healthy on this issue, or do they need a little more of a tug to either shore up where they are or perhaps make it a more high-profile issue than they have in recent years?
Well, I think they need to make it a high-profile issue. I mean, this is a major issue. It is the cultural battle of our time. It is something that deconstructs the family. There's consequences to that, and it has a direct collision with religious freedom. We need somebody to articulate it. Once you get somebody to articulate issues like Ronald Reagan did and communicate it in a way that people understand it rather than run from the issue, make a distinction between you and the other candidates in the field, I think the people will resonate with that, and they'll flock to a candidate that is bold, is a visionary, who has a purpose for the future of America and has a way to be able to restore the pride and the freedom that we enjoy and restore and strengthen the family. I think a candidate like that will really resonate with the American people.
Matt, how much oxygen do you realistically hope the issue gets? There's obviously going to be a lot of issues out there. You've got the threat of radical Islam. You've got the Iranian nukes. You've got Russia. You've got an economy that still is struggling to get back to where it once was, and obviously other issues out there as well. How much do you want to and expect candidates to address this?
From a domestic standpoint, there's nothing more important than this issue. And if a candidate does not address that, the candidate is ignoring the most critical domestic issue of our time. Obviously, radical Islam, Israel, the Middle East, all that's important. That's from an international and national security perspective. They need to address that as well. But if they run from this issue, they've ignored the issue of our time.
Matt, close there. Thank you very much for your time. As always, we really appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the chairman of Liberty Council. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.